It's called the Opioid Damages and Healthcare Costs Recovery Act, a government bill that's making its way through the legislature with apparent support from all parties. If enacted, it would give the province authority to take part in a class action lawsuit launched by BC against opioid market players. British Columbia, ground zero for the deadly opioid crisis in Canada, first launched the class action lawsuit in 2018 on behalf of all federal, provincial, and territorial governments in the country. Last year, BC announced that it had arrived at a proposed settlement with Purdue Pharma Canada, a deal worth $150 million. The U.S.-based company Purdue Pharma is owned by the billionaire Sackler family and is perhaps best known as the manufacturer of OxyContin. The company declared bankruptcy in 2019 as it faced thousands of lawsuits worth billions in damages, claiming the company had misled the public about the addictive nature of OxyContin while aggressively promoting the potent semi-synthetic painkiller. In recent days, news broke that members of the Sackler family had won immunity from lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis, at least in the U.S., in exchange for a settlement worth $6 billion. Critics say the deal leaves the vast wealth of the Sackler family largely intact. Here in Canada, a number of provinces have recently passed legislation authorizing them to join a class action suit which goes beyond Purdue Pharma. According to the government of British Columbia, Purdue is just one among more than 40 manufacturers and distributors named in the class action, which commenced in 2018 and is scheduled for a certification hearing this year. The bill went through second reading in the New Brunswick legislature on Tuesday, and so far it appears to have the support of all parties. Here's Minister of Health Bruce Fitch introducing the legislation last month.
Mr. Speaker, this act gives the authority to New Brunswick to participate in the BC class action suit. The action will ensure that New Brunswick has an option to claim against opioid manufacturers, distributors, and consultants, including supporting British Columbia and other Canadian governments in the class action lawsuit, or, if necessary, in the future, consider bringing forward an action here in the province of New Brunswick.
That was Minister of Health Bruce Fitch introducing Bill 58 in May. When the bill went to second reading on Tuesday, the Liberal Party's Moncton Centre MLA Robert McKee called it an important piece of legislation.
We support this bill and its intent to recover opioid-related costs to our healthcare system. For too long, Big Pharma and the manufacturers of highly addictive drugs have shrugged off their responsibilities to inform physicians and the public of the dangerous addictive nature of opioids. Hopefully, lawsuits like the BC class action for Canada will not only help us recover some of the costs associated with the opioid addiction, but will send a message to Big Pharma and the manufacturers, distributors, and consultants of the opioid industry that they can't be absolved from liability for the harm these drugs have done.
That was Moncton Centre MLA Robert McKee. Local Green Party MLA Megan Mitten, the Green Party's health critic, also expressed support for the bill on Tuesday. She said funds from such litigation should go towards resources such as safe consumption sites. She also called for safe supply services, which are meant to provide an alternative to the oftentimes deadly supply of hard street drugs available on the open market.
We need to ensure that these people are not criminalized. This is a medical issue, and we should be dealing with it in a way that treats it. And so we know right off the bat, though, that if someone is using some substances and wants to go to detox, really hard to get in. Then even if they manage to go through detox, really hard to get into rehab.
That was local MLA Megan Mitten speaking to the legislature on Tuesday. CHMA also reached out to local residents via the Facebook group Sackville Locals and Community Info to get their take on this issue. Local resident Sean Cunningham had this to say: any such funds should go directly into programs which benefit those harmed by addiction and the services required to overcome and heal. Such services and programs should be determined and developed by those who have more expertise in the matter of addiction than governments or I will ever have, which is to say those that have worked directly with addicts and those who suffer from addiction themselves. Adding the money to general revenue, as is the habit of our current government in NB, or to other budgetary lines would just be a way to profit from suffering, exactly like the opioid manufacturers have done themselves. That comment comes from Sean Cunningham. And here's a comment from Tim Reifenstein, another local resident. He says, the more the merrier when it comes to jurisdictions and class actions. Medical professional associations should also be held accountable too. Let us know what you think about this issue. Get in touch with CHMA News anytime. It's news@chmafm.com.